was talking to someone recently, in fact, just a couple days ago, about forgiveness. And they were talking about an issue in their life, someone who had wronged them. And they said, I refuse to forgive them. I want them to feel what I feel. I want them to hurt the way they've hurt me. I can't let it go. I can't forget it. How does God expect me to forgive and forget? I wanted to share with you, my friend, just a couple things from that conversation that might be helpful for you if you're struggling with forgiving someone that has hurt you. First of all, in regard to forgiving and forgetting, God is the only one I know of who has the ability to forget. The scripture speaks of him dropping sins into the sea of forgetfulness. I don't know about you, but when someone has hurt me deeply, I can't forget it. But you know what? I can forgive. What do I mean? Well, think about this. Over and over, we're told to forgive. And I want you to think about what forgiveness is. Think about a bank or some other lender. When someone has borrowed money and they're unable to pay it back for whatever reason, there are instances, I think it's pretty rare though, when the debt will be forgiven. It's not forgotten about. It's still on those records. The bank would probably never loan you money again if they have forgiven you a large debt. But they are simply releasing you from that. They are not holding you accountable for that debt. They've let go. I remember several years ago reading in a novel. It was a fictional book where someone was describing forgiveness, and they worded it this way. They said it's letting go of the neck, releasing the neck. Now, think about that word picture. It's very vivid, kind of disturbing, holding on to the neck of someone else, wanting to inflict pain on them, maybe to get some payback or whatever. That was kind of the context of the story. But when you let go of the neck, you know what's really happening? You're not simply setting that person free, you're setting yourself free. Now, you might not physically be holding on to the neck of someone, but you're holding on to those hurts. You're holding on to that feeling or that desire, that want of them paying for the wrong they have done, paying for how they have hurt you. Maybe even wanting some sort of vengeance of some sort. And you're holding on to that, holding on to that. Let me tell you, my friend, as long as you're holding on to that, you are a prisoner. You are not free. I mean, use that picture again. Holding on to them, well, they're dragging you through life. You're not free to go your own way. You're not free to be doing what you ought to be doing in your life or free to focus on what you ought to be focusing on. You're simply holding on, holding on, and holding on. My friend, forgiveness is not just for the sake of that other person. It is for your sake. Forgive. Let go. Release the neck. But James, I want them to pay. I want them to have to. Hey, hold on. Listen. One day, that person, just like you, will meet their creator as you will meet your creator. Now, who do you think is best equipped to deal with that person and setting things right or straightening things out, doing whatever truly ought to be done that is just and right and righteous and in line with the character of our Lord Christ Jesus? My friend, I encourage you, release the neck. Let go. And until you do, you're the one who's the prisoner. That's just my thoughts on it. I know I didn't quote any amazing scripture or anything today, but I'm sure you can find plenty of passages dealing with forgiveness if you spend some time in the Bible yourself. My name is James Flanders. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed, my friend. Be blessed.